It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of John, the Gospel of John, first chapter. We're going to begin reading with verse 43 today. And so please that you open your Bibles to John chapter 1, verse 43. That's where we'll begin the study. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to check our website out, why, you could find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. And please do. We've got many messages up there. We've got the Constitution, the Plan of Salvation in audio, and something you can read both. And so please, just in many studies up there that you can look at and enjoy, and so I hope that you will use it as growth, and it will bring salvation to your life, maybe someone that you're witnessing to or something. Please that you just use it. I just ask that you do. It's to all to God's honor and glory. Now, please open your Bibles again to John chapter 1, and we're going to begin reading with verse 43. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. And Philip findeth Nathanael, and said unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? And Philip said unto him, Come and see. And Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and saith unto him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. And Nathanael said unto him, Whence knowest thou me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. And Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Because he said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he answered unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God descending, ascending, and descending upon the Son of Man. Please that you, let's go to the Lord in prayer now after we've read His precious Word. Oh, Father, it's just such a beautiful area of Scripture, as all the Scripture is so wonderful to study and to enjoy. Please today that you will show us your way and will and show us your strength today. We just ask that those folks that are listening will salvation will come into their hearts. And Father, those that are saved, that Father, you'll just grow them and show them your power and your strength and your wisdom to lead them through this life and on to the next one. Please, Lord, we just ask for your direction, your strength, your wisdom. It's just such a privilege, dear Lord, to walk with you each and every day. So please, guide and lead us now, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. What a verse of Scripture. What a wonderful area of Scripture here. We're going to back up all the way to the 15th verse because we begin a walk here that is a beautiful walk. And we find between the first, the 15th and the 18th, we find kind of the first day here. And then we come to verse 29, and we see the next day. John seeth Jesus. And then when we look next to verse 35, 37, then the next day, and so at this we're to day 3, and then we go to verse 43 where we start today would be day number 4, and the day following Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and say unto him, Follow me. And so I kind of wanted to back up just a little bit. It's such a joy here as we look, because verses 15 through 18, the first day, Christ was clearly proclaimed. And then the second day, verse 29, says, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. What a beautiful statement to hear and to know. And that was found the second day, verse 29. Day 3, the third day, verses 35 through 37, then we begin as they are called out and the disciples begin to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And so what a beautiful message and a call. Come and see in verse 39 there is the beginning. What seek ye was a question that they had earlier. Two disciples heard him speak and they followed Jesus in verse 37. And so as we look at this, it's just a beautiful calling out of the believers. And it's so simple to come. Come and see. Well, as we follow down through this, we come now down to this Philip here in verse 43. We have discussed a little bit to the end of the chapter here, but last time we were together, I said that we would be covering this a little more thorough with Nathanael. It was too important that we could not, didn't want to take it and kind of cram it into to one part here because the rest, as we've looked at, and I'll just kind of read it so we can recall what went on. I know that it's been a few days here since we've been together last, and so now let's back up here and just take a little look here. And we find that then Jesus turned and saw them following and said unto them, what seek ye? And they said unto him, Rabbi, this is verse 38 of chapter 1, and they said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? And he said to them, come and see. And they came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for he was about, it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. And he first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith to him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is being interpreted the stone. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith to him, follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. And Philip findeth Nathanael, and said to him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Now, to this point, it seems to be pretty much all the same, because they would see Jesus. He would call them out and say, come and see. And they would come and see. He wanted to know what they were looking for in verse 38. And they followed him and became disciples of the Lord Jesus, followers, believers. We just continue down through and we find Philip. And then Philip findeth Nathanael. Now we look at this Nathanael. We're not real sure where Nathanael's from. Is he from Bethsaida? Was just in the area that day and from another town or city? We're not sure. But what we do know is that he was there at the time, close by, for Philip to find. And that's a beautiful scripture verse there. He findeth Philip and saith to him, follow me. And what a opportunity. You know, we have the Ethiopian eunuch, and we have that wonderful picture of how the Lord puts people in the right place when they're looking. And I believe without question that there isn't a person that has ever lived that has a desire, God through nature, even if you don't have a good Bible-believing church, through the creation, through nature, God clearly sends the message of the need of salvation. And if you are looking for salvation, if you'll open that heart just the tiniest little bit, Jesus will come in and show you, through the Holy Spirit, will show you your sin and the need of salvation through the Lord Jesus. And then to whether he sends someone to sit down and explain that to you, or however he will do it. You know, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How shall we hear without preachers? You continue to go down through as the scripture is stated. But as we look at this, we need to understand that every time God will send someone, so there is no one that has ever lived from the beginning of time, from the day of Adam and Eve until today, and will be through the rest of time, as far as the time that we know, there will be not one person that goes to hell that had to. Because every person had an opportunity of salvation. Jesus died for all the world. And whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It is that simple. Come and see. It's that simple. But not one person is being left out. Not one person is going to be in hell just because God said, no, I don't think so. That has never, God died for all, that all would be saved. And that was a desire of the heart of God. Now, many refuse that. Many have the opportunity to hear it many, many times. And I believe their judgment's going to be greater than those that didn't hear it so clearly. But God says in His Word that no one will be without excuse. There will be, everyone has an opportunity. Don't try to say and try to come up with some kind of excuse. Because everyone will be without excuse when it comes to the salvation and to coming by faith. Everyone will have a means and a way if you want it to. The Ethiopian eunuch, all of a sudden, hear why we said Jesus would go forth to Galilee, and he found Philip. Oh, isn't that something? No, it's not something at all. And that's exactly the way God still operates today. If you want salvation, listen today. Because I believe that God has sent us across these airways on the radio for you to hear this. I believe He uses the internet. We have such a joy to see how many check the site and go to the studies and enjoy the studies. And I just praise God for that mission and that ministry that allows us to reach across the world. We're in many foreign countries. Folks enjoy hearing the Word of God. And it's just such a joy to find. And we keep the Word of God simple. We give the plan of salvation to come by faith to Jesus Christ and have your sins forgiven. It all takes place according to the cross because of the cross of Calvary. And so please, that you've trusted in Jesus. And if you're not saved today, it's not God's fault. It's your fault. It's just that simple. It's not God's fault, it's your fault. Come to Jesus now and be saved. Let's get back to Nathanael now, because we have the same situation here with Nathanael. Now Philip findeth Nathanael, verse 45, and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." You know, he was known as the son of Joseph to many people. And so Philip here to introduce to Nathanael in this way, in this means, in this title. And also, we're going to find that Nathanael was an Israelite indeed, according to the words of the Lord Jesus. In other words, this man knew the Word of God. And so for Philip to say to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write," and that means we found the Messiah. That's what it means. We have found the Messiah. And so we're at day four here, and Philip goes to talk to Nathanael, and Nathanael has a little different side to it. Nathanael said to Philip, said unto him, "Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Now that's a sad statement. Could any good thing come out of Nazareth? Now, Nathanael, he didn't listen to Philip, and this happens many times. People don't listen to the Word of God. Philip didn't argue with him. Philip just said, "Come and see." And we have some things to learn there, don't we? We need to understand that when we tell somebody about the cross of Calvary and they begin to argue and question what we've said, we need to know that we have only spoken the Word of God. We've only spoken the truth. And so for us to sit down and and argue with them many times means the lack of their salvation. They never get saved. And that is so sad. So please, don't argue. Just invite them to trust in Jesus. And it's up to them. Nathanael had a choice to make. Was he going to come and see, or was he going to hold with this old thought? Because Nazareth is just a town, a small town, one that had a very poor reputation. Could anything good come out of Nazareth? That was the question. Why didn't Nathanael remember the prophecy concerning the Messiah that was to come from there? Well, we tend to forget sometimes when things just don't quite make sense. When we look at the circumstances, we look at the surface, and the surface just looks to us to be a little on the impossible side. That we can't believe that. That can't be. Well, we need to trust the Word of God. That's what we need to do. We need to not be concerned nor worried about the appearance of things. When it looks like it's impossible, with God all things are possible. And so here we have Nathanael, and we have someone that makes a statement. Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip says, you know, if you wonder it, come and see. You see, Philip knew. And we need to be that sure, too, about our Lord and Savior when we have trusted in Him. And when we ask people to come and do the same, we don't have to be worried about it, because when they do, we know they're going to have the same experience that we've had, which is a wonderful experience. Knowing our sins are forgiven, knowing that we can walk each day with the Lord Jesus in His power and His presence and His wisdom, what a wonderful opportunity each one of us have. Just ask Him to come. And it's up to them. Ask them to come. Come and see, he said. Let's see what took place. Verse 47. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said to him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile." Now, that's quite a statement there. You know, that's just a little bit different, isn't it? Behold, an Israelite indeed. Now, as we look at that, let's go back to a scripture verse. Because, you see, not only did Philip say, remember what Moses said? Remember what the prophet said? He's here. He's right here. And Nathanael just didn't quite believe it or accept it. And so now let's see what this statement is here that Jesus said, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile." Let's go now back to Psalms 32:2. We love using the Word of God. Psalm 32:2. It will help if I would be in Psalms. I looked at the verse and I was in Job, and that didn't help at all. Psalms 32:2, "Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, in whose spirit there is no guile." Jesus knew Nathanael's heart, knew that he was an Israelite indeed, and that means that he has done everything according to the law. And he would do everything that was right and everything that was proper. And so he would bring the right sacrifices. He would spend the time in prayer. He would bring his tithes and offerings unto the temple. And all the things that he was to do, he did. And so this was not a complaint or a dig in any way into Nathanael. It was a statement, "Behold, an Israelite indeed. You have followed after everything." Nathanael said unto him, "Whence knowest thou me?" And Jesus said to him, "Now follow this and watch this," because this man Jesus, Nathanael, had never met. And yet he had already told him something about his life that was true. "Yes, I am an Israelite. And yes, I follow after the law properly. I am an Israelite indeed. And yes, I have no guile." In other words, I have followed, I've done everything I am supposed to do. Everything. And there was ways of for prayer, there was the proper ways that to take care of the sacrifices, to meet the needs that you had for your sin, for everything. And Nathaniel had done that. He had taken care of that. Now, here is the next step, though. Nathaniel said unto him, "Whence knowest thou me?" How do you know me? How do you know me? Well, look what Jesus says. "Before that Philip called thee," this is in verse 48, "before that Philip hollered at you to come, before Philip come to you and says, 'We have found him of whom Moses and the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph,' before Philip come to you, I saw thee, and I saw you under the fig tree." Oh, now this got Nathaniel. Now, it's possible, because it was custom of the day, it was possible that, you see, Nathaniel would go out and pray. There was a time for prayer and meditation, and you were to find a quiet place to do that. Maybe that was Nathaniel's place. Maybe he was just standing under a fig tree. We're not sure. But we know that he was under a fig tree, and Nathaniel knew he was under a fig tree, but he knew no one was watching, and especially this man Jesus. How did he know? How could he know that? But that was just enough for Nathaniel. He'd kind of forgot about his question concerning, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Because now we find Nathaniel answered and said unto him, "Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel." And then Jesus said in verse 50, answered to him, "Because I said to thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou?" And he continues and says, "Thou shalt see greater things than these." As we look at this, and we look at Philip and how Philip handled it, Nathaniel argued with him. And Philip could have gotten into a wonderful theological discussion and tried to fill all the voids and all the questions that Nathaniel had. Instead of that, he just said something so simple, "Come and see." And we need to do the same thing. Stop arguing and just say, "Come and see. If you want to, if you don't want to, that's up to you. But please, come and see, because you'll find." And that's exactly what I'm calling out for today. You could question and argue about some doctrine that you want to, but until you're born again, will you understand the truth? And so first, I just have to ask you to come and see. Come and see Jesus. I'm introducing you to him today. He has come by faith. He has come by the form of a man to earth, and you need to just come by faith. But he just didn't. He took on the body of a man, and he lived, and then he faced death through crucifixion, and he died. And 3 days later, he rose again and brought us salvation through that process of redemption of the cross and the resurrection. Please come. He is the creator of the world. He has made this world for us. You must forget and not believe those that try to tell you that the world has evolved, give it enough millions of years, or the Big Bang Theory, all those things. Theory, that's what it is. Well, my God did it, and he spoke it into existence. Now, how did he do that? I have no idea. He's God. But he has gotten the earth spinning, and the earth turning around the sun, and our solar system moving through space, this galaxy that we live in, all this is what the scientists have found, and yet it's all in place, and God did it, and yet most reject that. Well, I'm thankful here that Nathaniel, when Jesus was able to look right into his heart and right into his life, and he could see that Nathaniel was a good man. a religious man, but lost. Is that you? You're so religious. You've done everything right. You serve in your church. You do everything, but you do not have that personal relationship with Jesus. Nathanael did not have that. And he had some questions about anybody to come from Nazareth, but those questions were answered. Answered by action. Because Jesus showed him, Nathanael, I can look right back into your life. I can see what you did yesterday. I can see what you did the day you were born. I could tell you what took place. Because you see, Jesus knows everything. He knows all. And so he not only could see when Philip and Nathanael met, and he knew the question that Nathanael was to ask, and he brought with that, "Behold, an Israelite indeed. I'm going to show you who I am." And that's what he did. I'm going to show you who I am. And what a wonderful picture here. And now Nathanael comes and he trusts in the Lord Jesus. And he said unto him, Jesus did, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open and the angels of God descending, ascending, and descending." And you know, as we look through here, we find Nathanael confessing the Lord Jesus. Oh, that is so wonderful that he trusted in the Lord. You see, Jesus knew. Jesus knows your heart. I can't see into your heart, but Jesus can. Jesus knows where you're standing right now, knows what you're doing right now. And he knows that you're lost. Or he knows that you're saved. And you need to come. You need to trust in Jesus. You need to look to him for salvation. You need to do that today. Because you're not fooling anybody. You may fool your preacher. You may fool your spouse. You may fool your children. You may fool your best friend. But you're not fooling Jesus. Because he knows. Now this verse 51, it comes from Genesis 28:12, and that's the ladder in Jacob's dream. And that ladder is a type of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Son of Man. See, Nathanael had just confessed that the Lord Jesus was the Son of God. If you'll see in verse 49, "The Son of God, thou art King of Israel," Nathanael said. But Jesus answered him, "The Son of Man." Nathanael confessed, "Thou art the Son of God." When Jesus comes the second time, he will come to rule, and he's going to come to judge this world. And if you go back to Genesis 28:12, you'll see this picture. You'll see what's going on. And we know that in John chapter 5, verse 27, Jesus declares that the Father hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. In order that Jesus might execute judgment as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Son of God in human form has come as the Son of Man. You see, the Lord of Lords, the incarnation of the Son of God in human flesh as the Son of Man, was of necessity. Jesus has come. It was of this necessity, divine necessity, that God takes the flesh and the Son of God becomes the Son of Man in order that the ladder connecting heaven and earth might open the way for man to enter into the presence of God. Jesus is that ladder. We're out of time. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?